gracious Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable to our Rock and our Redeemer. Amen. So I think my kids have learned to just like the word maybe. Because to them, the word maybe means what, Joshua?
No.
But that's not really fair, because sometimes you say, eh, yeah, I don't know, Mom. But sometimes that word maybe means yes, I really do just need to think about things. But as humans, right, if we're not given a yes right away, if we're not given what we want right away, sometimes we go to the worst case scenario. It's never going to happen. We're never going to get it. Things aren't going to turn out the way we want. We have a God who doesn't deal in maybes. We have a God who deals in certainties. A God who deals in promises. And yet we still don't necessarily believe those. It's not even maybe. It's a yes, this is going to happen. But it doesn't look like that or feel like that to us necessarily. So we can't go to that place of hope. The Lord is surely coming. That the days are surely coming, not the Lord. The days are surely coming is how Jeremiah starts today. This reading from Jeremiah, he says, the days are surely coming. What is surely coming? The days are surely coming where there will be a leader that rises up, that brings peace, that ushers in a new kingdom. This is going to happen, and it's not maybe, and it's not it might be, and it's not, well, this will happen, you know, if you really get your act together and act perfect. No, the days are surely coming. And lest you think Jeremiah is speaking this from some sort of privilege where he can be all, you know, rose-colored glasses happy, he's actually speaking these words from prison. At the point where Jeremiah is giving this prophecy, he's sitting in a prison. Jerusalem had been taken over. Well, they were under siege, basically, by Babylon. And Jeremiah had been saying to the king, who was a Judean king at the time, he was saying, you know what? Things aren't going to go well for Israel. We're not doing so hot. We're not worshiping. We're not treating everybody well. Something bad's going to happen. And the king didn't want to hear that, so the king threw him in prison. Right? But Jeremiah was right. And the Babylonians came, and the city was under siege, and Jeremiah was sitting in prison and speaks these words. Now, the Babylonians will eventually take the Israelites into exile and take over the city of Jerusalem. And in the midst of that, even though all the evidence around them seems to be to the contrary, Jeremiah says, the days are surely coming. There will always be someone to speak for God. These are words the Israelites needed to hear. My guess is they are words we all need to hear. Because there are many times in our life when we feel like the days aren't surely coming. And if we look around, the evidence feels to the contrary that people are speaking for God. We see people who are hungry. We see wars. We see politics that are divided and as divisive as ever. We see people being killed based on the color of their skin or their gender or their sexual orientation. We feel in our own lives relationships that are burdened or broken, and we say, huh, this doesn't look so good, God. Are really the days, are they surely coming? And God says, yes, the days are coming. This Advent, our first week, is a week of hope. And maybe hope isn't about knowing what you see and believing that, but hoping is believing in spite of the evidence that God is still at work and the Lord is here and good things will happen. But I think to do that, we need to let go of some things as human beings. My thing is, the longer I live and I call myself Christian, the more I think being in relationship with God is just letting go of control, which might be one of the hardest things we do as human beings. But I was thinking about, if we're really going to hope, one of the first things we need to do is that. And by that, I mean let go of control. Let go of thinking we we know exactly how things should be and what should happen and what is needed, right? We hope for all of these things. We don't necessarily get them, right? We hope for a certain toy at Christmas. We hope for a certain job. We hope that a relationship is mended. We hope that the cancer will go away. But it doesn't always happen. And then we wonder where God is, and if God is even real. Because if we're supposed to be able to pray and get these things we hope for, what's going on? Well, God doesn't necessarily work that way. God isn't some, I've heard once called cosmic Santa, right? You don't make your wish list and God just checks it off. And the truth is, people are sometimes hoping for different things. Right? This is a glib example, but sports teams, right? When I see the opposing teams each praying, I'm like, huh, right? Like, you're hoping you're going to win. You're hoping you're going to win. Does God have a favorite sports team? I don't know, right? Tom's not a yes, absolutely, right? But life is like that too, right? We're all hoping for these little things, and maybe in some ways God's saying, no, it's bigger than those things you're hoping for. It's bigger than those things that you are controlling. I am in the midst of all of this, and good things will happen, maybe just not what you think should happen. And the other thing I think we need to let go of is our concept of time. Because we always want things to happen now and in our time. And if you read all of these stories in the Bible, that's just not how it works. Jeremiah says the days are surely coming when this person will rule. And we don't know exactly who Jeremiah was talking about, so we don't know when that person came, but we as Christians assume that person to be Jesus. If that person is Jesus, Jesus came 500 years after this prophecy was written. 500 years! That means even though he's saying this to all those people in exile, they died in exile. Right? But eventually the day came and Jesus came. And so sometimes I think, you know, our time is so limited, but there's this grand arc in the universe of time and we're this little blip on it and we might not get to see the fruition of what we do or what we hope for, but it doesn't mean it won't happen. We recently saw the movie Harriet, about Harriet Tubman. And I kept thinking about how these people who were enslaved, how some of the people never saw freedom, but they continued to hope for it and pray for it for their children and their grandchildren and maybe their great-grandchildren who would see it, right? Sometimes these things take much longer than we want them to take, but God promises us that the world is always, as Martin Luther King said, bending towards justice, right? Things will happen. We just don't know when. So it makes us very impatient, doesn't it? So if that's true, if we can't just ask for what we want for it, we might not even see what we want in our lifetime. Why do we even bother? And I kept thinking about that, and I thought, you know, maybe our issue is we are looking for something too big, and we are looking for it to happen too fast. And life is slower and unexpected, and there are miracles in each and every day, and we just ignore them because we're hoping for something else. So we miss what God is actually doing. I read this quote from Barbara Brown Taylor. She writes, "While I am looking for something large, bright, and unmistakably holy, God slips something small, dark, and apparently negligible in my pocket. How many other treasures have I walked right by because they did not meet my standards?" How many treasures, how many miracles do we walk by because they don't meet our standards? They're not big enough. They're not holy enough. They're not what we wanted. And yet God is putting them right there in front of us. I once sat with a woman who was dying, and she was too young to die. And she had cancer. And she had friends coming in and out, and she had all kinds of people praying for her and hoping for a miracle and hoping for remission, and it didn't come. hoping, and in the midst of that, she was able to see and hope in the love of all of the people that are gathered around here, her. What are we focused on? Are we so busy looking for that one big, bright, shiny thing that we think we want or know that we miss out about what God is doing around us every day? Because God is giving us miracles each and every day, each and every moment. And it's not a maybe. It's a for sure. It's a certain. I know that they are there. The only maybe is whether we will see them or not. So don't maybe see them. Open your eyes. Know God is there. The days are surely coming. The days are right now. Someday, perfect peace will be. Until then, the day is here when miracles and goodness and reason for hope are all around us.